Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcianne Cheek. This is my show. Say what? When? Where? Why? For the last 3 weeks, I've been, 2 weeks actually, this is our third week that we're talking about prayer that works every time. And in my lifetime, I have heard so many sermons on prayer. And about the worst one I heard was a pastor one time said that God answers prayers three ways: yes, no, and maybe. Can you imagine that? God saying, well, maybe I will, and maybe I won't. I mean, how in the world could we ever have any confidence to pray to a God like that? Just a whimsical God who decides to do something one day, and then maybe the next day he won't. Oh, I don't know where pastors get these ideas, but, well, maybe I do. I think most people just don't know how God operates and how you can pray a prayer that will work every time. So since the experience is that sometimes they get an answer and sometimes they don't, just leads them to believe that God says yes and no, and maybe. And then I've heard so many people, you know, pray and then say, if it be thy will, Lord. Oh, if it be thy will, Lord. You do not have to pray if it be thy will. You can know God's will. God's will for you is to have the desires of your heart. God's will for you is to live in the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. God's will for you is to be healed. So we just never have to wonder about what God's will for us is, because the answer to all of our prayers is yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm here to set the record straight today. God says yes to all your prayers. That includes all your wishes, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your thoughts. The answer is always yes. Why is it so hard for us to believe this? I think it's just that lack of self-worth we have. It's like, oh, I'm just this poor, beaten-down sinner, and I don't know whether God will do anything for me or not. We've been taught this, and it's wrong. We are God's sons and daughters. God wants us to be fully manifested as his sons and daughters here on earth, leaving lives that can be a book read of men. Everywhere you go, your life is your story. And your story is one of total happiness and success and health and wealth. So that's why God makes all the answers to your prayers yes. The Bible says the promises of God are yea and amen. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. You don't have to die to live in heaven. Heaven and hell are right here on earth. And you have the power in your mouth to create it. So you're either creating a heaven for yourself every day, or you're creating a hell for yourself every day. It's all up to us. So last week I talked about the vast hierarchy that is already in place, all trained, ready for action, just waiting for us to speak out that word of what we desire. And then immediately they go to work to do what we've asked for. So I wanted to talk just a little bit more tonight about this power that is in our mouth. And this power is called decreeing. The Bible says that man shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. So what is a decree? Well, first of all, a decree is an authoritative decision. Secondly, it is a pronouncement. It's a proclamation. It's a mandate. And then finally, my favorite part, it's the order of the day. So there's three parts to a decree. First, the decision. Secondly, the proclaiming of the decision. And then lastly, it's the order of the day. So now let's break this down as it pertains to prayer. All right, that first part, the decision. Now, in order to get your prayers manifested quickly, your decision about what you want must be just as clear and as simple as it can be. Now, many times on this program, I have directed you to my book, which you can download for free on the internet. Just go to www.MrWriteForMe.com. That's MRRIGHT. MrWriteForMe.com. And the book is called 17 Things to Do While Waiting for Mr. Wright. And I did write this book to help women today make the best decision for their lives about choosing a partner in life. And in an effort to help the woman know what she really wants in a man, I have on page 36 what I call my hopes and dreams request form. But this hopes and dreams request form can help anybody, male or female, old or young, black, white, or purple, begin to determine what you really want for yourself and your life. Now, I started using this form more than 20 years ago to help myself find out what I really did want. And my experience with it was at the beginning that as I began to answer the questions, I had a different answer, sometimes every week. So I started doing it once a week. And it took about 6 months before I actually began to answer the questions with the same answer consistently. So now what does this tell us? This is telling us that, you know, we really sometimes aren't sure about what we really want. And this action of writing it down on a weekly basis begins to give us more of an idea. We begin of what we want, and we begin to integrate this idea into our thinking a little bit more, and then we think about it a little bit more, and as we think about it, we change the idea a little. We can add to it or take something away from it that didn't belong, and eventually we will get a very clear and simple picture of what we really want. I just love the story that one of my brides told me. She had married young, and as she raised her children, she pursued her education, finally getting a degree in fine arts. And after her last child started high school, she went to work at a local Home Depot in their paint, you know, in the remodel department. And she began helping folks remodel their kitchen or choose carpeting for their home or paint colors and things, and she just loved her work. And then for an extra project, she decided to begin to create a perfect partner for herself. And she began writing down everything she thought she wanted in a husband, partner, soulmate.
Now, for the next 2 years, she worked on this list, revising it. She just carefully considered every single thing that she wanted and she didn't want. And when she finally felt like she had created this person exactly the way she wanted it, she had the list written in calligraphy on this beautiful paper, and then she put it in her safety deposit box at the bank. Well, 2 years later, she and her husband were at a New Year's Eve party. And at the stroke of midnight, as everybody was celebrating and kissing and hugging everyone, all of a sudden, a man took her into his arms and kissed her, and she knew right then and there that this was the man she had created on her list that was in the safety deposit box at the bank. And when she looked in his eyes, there was instant recognition. And long story short, she divorced her husband of 30 years, and I married them on the porch of that house where the New Year's Eve party had been held. He had everything on her list, even to where he had hair on his body. She just wanted a little patch of soft hair right above his buttocks. And it was so. So this can be a very worthwhile project for you. I would give it a shot. Now, when I tell brides this story, they all shake their heads. Oh, no, 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 no. It took her 4 years to find him. And I say, yes, but she found him and he was perfect. And just because it took her 4 years doesn't mean it's going to take you 4 years to get what you want. She wasn't in any hurry. She was happily pursuing her career and getting her children raised and walking on her path. And now she is with her twin flame, and they will live happily ever after. But then I say to my bride, and if you will start this right now, you're not going to have to get divorced in order to get the right one. You can start out with the right one. And I say to you on this program about getting your prayers answered every single time, you can start out getting every single thing that you want or need in your life. You just have to be specific. And since most people don't really know what they really truly want or need, for that matter, that's why I suggest that you do the hopes and dreams request form. Even if you just do that hopes and dreams request form for 3 months, start out with 1 month. See how many questions you answer the same way. If you're only going to do it for 1 month, then I would say do it every single day and see how many days it takes you to get to putting down the same answer every day. And then be assured that that God spark that started your heart to beat in the first place knows what you need. And it knows what you want, even before you ask, the Bible says. So when you get down into the core of your heart, where that threefold flame of the God spark burns, where the I am that I am lives, you will find the truth of what is right and perfect for you. So just see how many of those questions you answer the same way. And when you find out you're still all over the place, after just maybe doing it 1 month, do 2 months. Go as long as it takes for you to get a real clear idea of the answer that is truly the answer from your heart, because this is what's going to get you get your prayer answered the fastest. You want to make these decisions from your heart and not from any baggage you've picked up along the way, because baggage is just reactions to traumatic events in your life. And you don't want to build your future on a reaction to something. You want to build your future on a true and holy, pure desire of your heart. So if you have to do some life coaching to get through all that baggage until you find those true and pure original desires of your heart, then do it. It's worth it. It's worth it to find out what your true purpose is. Find out who you really are and what you're supposed to be doing with your life. So many times when we pray, we're praying for a way out of something that's happened. And this is not the best way to proceed. The way out is finding what is that real reason that got you into the mess. Why did you do what you did in the first place? And heal that reason. And healing the reason will then reveal that true, pure desire of your heart. You know, so many people pray to be healed. But you know what? It's better to go into the cause and core of why you got sick in the first place. Because when sickness or disease appear in the body, it has been in your life for a long, long time before it ever shows up in your body. And there are ways today to see what is going on out there in your auric field. And that could eventually lead to you getting sick. Are you in a stressful situation of any kind? Are you in a relationship that isn't happy? Does your job get you down? Do you eat healthy? Do you exercise regularly? These factors are all working either for or against you, and you can end up getting sick. Now, the word disease is the combination of ease and dis. Ease is the natural condition of your body. So dis-ease means that there is some part of the natural healing condition of your body that's not working. It means that the part that's not working is all clogged up with that stressful situation you're in, or with that relationship that isn't happy, or your job getting you down, and you're skipping meals, or eating fast food, or you're just sitting at the desk all day and then going home and watching television, not getting any exercise. You know what? Your body is just a giant Xerox machine. And whatever you put on the screen of your machine and push the button, that's what you're going to get in your life. And the body is a very well-oiled machine. It's just totally neutral as far as working right or not working right is concerned. And if it's not working right, then you need to make some changes in your lifestyle. And going to the doctor and getting a pill to just mask the symptoms is just a fast fix, but it'll never solve the total problem. But getting to the cause and the core of the situation will, because there is a perfect divine blueprint in the cells of your body that will work if you get everything else that is in that cell out and allow that cell to work according to the divine blueprint. I have a mantra that I use. I say, oh, atom cells, electrons within this frame of mind, come into perfection according to the divine blueprint. Oh, atom cells, electrons within this frame of mind, come into perfection according to the divine blueprint. And then I visualize all of my cells in my body. We have trillions of them. They're all filled with love, wisdom, and power. Love, wisdom, and power. Love, wisdom, and power. I say this every night when I go to sleep at night. So now you can go to God in prayer to be healed. And healing is a process. A lot of people don't understand this. There will be a process to your healing. Now remember, the answer to the prayer is yes. It's always God's will to heal you. So the answer is yes. So when you pray for a healing, then begin to notice what begins to happen. Remember, the vast hierarchy goes to work the minute you say it. They're busy. So you need to start to notice what's going to go on around you after you've prayed that prayer. Because you're going to begin to get information from Spirit about what to do and what not to do. They'll be like, you'll feel like little unctions in your heart. It's just a soft, gentle yes or no. It's very gentle. It says this: God has a still, small voice. But we can hear it if we're tuned into it. And as you go along, be on the lookout for it. Because you're going to begin to be inundated with information from all kinds of sources if you've prayed for a healing. And something on television, or you'll see something on a cover of a magazine while you're standing in line to check out at the grocery, or somebody will tell you something. You know, I wonder sometimes how people think God's going to do something. You know, God is spirit and we are flesh. So the answers are going to come to us down here in our realm through the avenues of information that we have here on earth. And that's what's so wonderful about the internet. We now have this fantastic, huge source of information. Everything that anyone has ever wanted to know, you can find out on the internet. Something about absolutely everything. So we have this wonderful, greater ability today to find out the truth and to know that we know that we know. So if you are sick and there have been some lifestyles in your life for a long time that have caused this sickness or have allowed your body to develop this disease, and God's perfect will would be for you to find out what those destructive lifestyles are in your life so you can change them. And this way you would never get sickness or disease ever again. So if you have prayed to be healed and you haven't seen a change in your body yet, then begin to be aware of what is happening around you. Is the stress in your life amplifying? Is the relationship getting worse? Is there an opportunity to make a change at your job? My son was getting to the point in his job was where he was about ready to blow his top. And if he had kept on in that position, he would have probably had a heart attack or a stroke, or certainly something somewhere was going to break down. And so we prayed about it. And a situation immediately developed at his company that the CEO of the company abruptly went to his boss and said, "I need Dave to take care of a situation for me. Will you release him to me?" And my son's boss said yes. And suddenly my son was put in charge of the entire safety department for his company, in charge of 6,500 trucks driving all across the country. And he began to report directly to the CEO and the board of directors. And the most wonderful part of all of this is he used to work in safety, and he just loves this part of the company. He is now back in direct relationship with all of his drivers, and they like him, and he likes them. And now he's developing safety strategies that are being implemented throughout the system and doing regular webinars to keep his drivers in the loop. And the company's DOT record is changing. It's climbing, climbing, climbing up to where it should be. So you have to be on the lookout for what else is happening in your life since you prayed for your healing. Did you get some new advice from someone? Did you see a chance to change something in your life? What are you beginning to hear over and over and over? Because these are the ways the universe helps you make the changes that are necessary so that you can receive your healing and then never have that sickness or disease ever again. And as you are being aware of what's going on around you, you're going to hear a click down in your heart when you know something, when you hear something that you know is the truth, and that is something that you need to know. You'll just hear this click. Yep, that's it. It'll be like that. Yep, that's it. And remember, the sickness and the disease has been in your thought system and in your lifestyle a long, long time before it ever manifested in your body. So the changes in your thought system and in your lifestyle will need to be made in order for the healing to take place. And, you know, we have that new definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. That's insanity, because it takes a change to make a change. Well, you can say, what about hereditary tendencies? You know, like all my family gets diabetes or has heart attacks or gets cancer. I mean, Angelina Jolie has certainly taken very dramatic action to try to make sure she never gets cancer. But what a terrible price to pay, because there is a better way. There are no hereditary predispositions in your divine blueprint. So if you're operating according to the divine blueprint, you are immunized against those hereditary tendencies. Now, there's some discipline sometimes needed here. Let me give you an example. I know a young woman whose maternal grandmother died of pancreatic cancer, and her paternal grandfather died in an alcoholic coma. So this girl has two strikes against her hereditarily. And it wasn't a surprise that she ended up in the emergency room with a pancreatic attack after being out most of the night drinking many, many, many rums and coke. Yes, she has a divine blueprint in operation in her body, but she's just asking for trouble to overexpose her hereditarily weak pancreas to so much sugar. So if you have a hereditary weakness, you can begin a program of instituting the divine blueprint by decreeing, and eventually it will strengthen and correct all the deficiencies in your system. But that isn't going to give you a license to go out and abuse your body and expect to get away with it. Even a healthy pancreas is going to react to too much sugar constantly. So just remember, if you prayed for healing, the answer is yes, and the healing is happening. So don't doubt. Know that you are being healed, and thank God every day for healing you. So here's the review. So we're reviewing the process of your prayer that is called in the Bible a decree. And you shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. So you make your decision about what you want. You can do the Hopes and Dreams request form, or perhaps you could attend a seminar to help you get your thoughts straightened out. There is a seminar that's being offered this summer at a yoga center down in the Bahamas, and the course says it will help you discover simple practical tools for entertaining positive and creative thoughts that contribute to vibrant health and a peaceful, joyful mind. We'll explore thoughts and their nature and how they create your reality. You will learn how to identify the habitual negative thought patterns that prevent you from fulfilling your highest potential. And by applying practical methods of self-inquiry, imagery, and positive affirmations, you will acquire tools for cultivating a higher state of mind that will result in a more harmonious, peaceful, and successful life. There's wonderful ways of getting yourself able to decree for your highest and best good. And then once you have this decision made about what you want, then you speak it out. Now, you'll want to settle yourself down in a chair and relax yourself from your head to your toes, and then close your eyes and go down into your heart. Now, make sure your heart is clear of any negative thoughts. You want to clear out any anger or malice, jealousy or envy, hatred, any kind of harmful thoughts that were either for yourself or for somebody else. And then just fill your heart with love and wisdom. And let the power of that God spark that started your heart to beat in the first place begin to be present and very alive in your awareness. And then very carefully let those words come out of your mouth. The sound of your words begins the process. Because remember, God said, let there be light, and there was light. So let your words come out of your mouth. And then at the end, now remember that the last part of the decree then happens. It becomes the order of the day. From that moment on, just see the vast hierarchy in action, bringing all your words to pass, because they're going to take your words and make whatever it is that you have asked for. And then you can just spend the rest of your time saying this very lovely prayer of thanksgiving that was given to me by a shaman. Dearest God, open the doors of happiness for me, for my family, and my friends. I love you. I worship you. I obey you. Lead me on my perfect path. Amen. Well, I hope I've helped you to understand a little bit more about the process of how prayer works. My desire for you is for you to know that you're a son and a daughter of God. You're not a victim of your circumstances. You are rich. You are important, and when you live authentically, being true to your inner person, you can live your life in abundance and health and loving and being loved. Heaven right here on earth. I would suggest that you listen to these three shows on prayer over and over and over. Perhaps you could download them onto your phone and then just listen to them while you're in your car or any place that you might be where you have a few minutes. Listen any chance that you have. Because this is information that needs to be gotten, you know, down into your thinking and down into your heart, where it will just become automatic. And then you can live your life in constant prayer and constant manifestation of all of your prayers. My music is by visionarymusic.com. This is wonderful music that is specially designed to support us and to help us make these tremendous changes in our lives and bring us into our highest and best good. And so for now, this is Marcy Ann, and I'm going to say aloha. Aloha is hello, goodbye, and I love you.